Hey Travis, can you hook me? Get me one of those, please?
What do you want?
A beer.
We have the worst producer ever.
Is there any more summer beer left?
Oh, I'm at a round of applause.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to a round of applause with Travis and Andrew. My name is Andrew still.
And I'm Travis.
Hi.
Welcome.
Do you want to get this thing started off right?
You keep saying that. I don't know what you mean by that.
All right, so let's get straight to it. The corrections and apologies section.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got?
A few errors from last episode.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to apologize. I'm going to apologize from episode two just for getting it out so late. You know, I couldn't. A lot of people called in to criticize that the Mother's Day episode wasn't posted in time for Mother's Day. We didn't even think of that. We recorded it on Mother's Day. So just apologize. I really couldn't get the thing edited in time. So I guess I'm apologizing just to my mom.
Yeah, I was going to say apology to our listeners, but a special apology to each of our mothers.
Apologies to your mama.
Yeah.
Sorry for disappointing you again.
Yeah, my mom text messaged me like 2 days ago and asked for the URL again.
Did you send it to her?
I did. I sent it to her. I emailed her today when it went up.
Did she listen to it?
I haven't heard back from her, so I assume she listened to it and is never speaking to me again.
That's probably a safe assumption, actually.
But yeah, my sister's Mother's Day gift for my mom was to teach her how to like text message and stuff. So.
That's really good. That's really like, you really sort of wrapped up the whole day. You worthlessly recorded her for a podcast.
Uh-huh.
And your sister taught her how to get in touch to ask about the podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I want to hear what she has to say. It was great interviewing her. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was great interviewing your mom as well.
Yeah, no, it was kind of like really special interviewing your mom, though, just for me.
I have to issue an apology for my disgusting chewing throughout the entire first half of the episode.
Travis is really bothered by the fact that a round of chew plaws.
Oh, that was Max. basically, he said his reaction was, "I listened to your new podcast and it made me hungry." My personal reaction was, "I'm never going to eat again." So. Next week, when you hear me, I'm going to be, like, really skinny, and it'll be because of the eating disorder that I developed as a result of
chewing
throughout the podcast.
Either I don't care about how I sound, because I know I sound retarded all the time anyway, or I just managed to not chew as much as you did. It's because I edited all my chewing out, and I left all yours in.
Oh, that's right, yeah, you did care. You boosted the chewing channel.
Yeah, that chew filter I got for you was really... It was worth it. I'm glad I could embarrass you a little bit.
Yeah, no, it works.
Just now. Okay, so that's it for the corrections.
Yep.
All right, do you want to go on to Travis News?
Yeah. Travis News, okay.
Let's put this to bed. Are you still sure you want the no homo part of Lollipop as your intro music?
I think it's really catchy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Travis News.
No homo. I say he's so sweet.
I didn't do a lot this week. I went to the opera on Thursday.
Yeah.
I saw La Clemenza di Tito. It's considered like Mozart's worst work. He composed it. It was commissioned like at the same time he was writing The Magic Flute. And
so this was just his like his side project while he was writing The Magic Flute.
It was actually kind of funny. It was commissioned to honor like the coronation of, I don't know, the Emperor of Austria or something. I don't remember. I don't.
That's a rough position.
I really wish we hadn't gone with the no more corrections and whatever. It was the Emperor of Austria.
Oh, yeah, go for it. You have to go balls out.
Mel Gibson,
you know what?
The Emperor of Austria.
Here's what you're going to do. I'm going to go to Wikipedia right now, and you are going to keep talking about this opera, and then okay. I'm just going to do a running correction for you.
So it's Titus's it's La Clemenza di Tito.
Okay.
Just you could look under Mozart, that'll list all his operas.
Yeah, I'm in Mozart. I'm in the Mozart section now.
So basically, it's set in ancient Rome, and Titus is the Roman emperor, and it's basically everyone's like plotting against him, and like his friends and everyone are plotting against him, and like every time he finds out that someone's plotting against him, he just like forgives them, and it's just all about his clemency. And then there's like this chorus about like, you know, what a clementical guy he is, you know?
Clementical. Just, wow.
Look that up on Wiktionary.
All right.
So it was basically just Mozart getting hired to kiss the ass of the new Austrian emperor, Napoleon Bonaparte.
Pretty good. Pretty good. He wrote it for the coronation of Leopold II, Holy Roman Emperor, as King of Bohemia.
I guess you're still sick.
Feel
like Andrew News is like talking to my grandpa. It's like, how's your bum knee? How's the hip? Still got that cough, I see. Oh.
That's really true. I would feel bad that Andrew News has basically devolved just into a litany of my complaints about my health. But it's really accurate. I'm somehow just incredibly, like, fucked up these days. So, but we can get the medical shit out of the way. My cough is not changing at all. It's almost, and this might sound really crazy, it's almost like, just staying out all night and drinking a ton of whiskey all the time is not good for your throat or your lungs. So yeah, so that's, I mean, the medical news is that, still got the cough, still got the fucked up ankle, going to physical therapy. Physical therapy is amazing. Last time during physical therapy, there was a guy there that was, he was great. He was, like, because the physical therapist I go to is, I don't know why, it's like this old Catholic hospital in New York, and like, just everyone there is like a million fucking years old, like.
It's just every hospital.
It's so amazing.
It's not one of those young hip hospitals where everyone has venereal diseases.
Yeah, like the VD clinic I go to in Williamsburg is fucking awesome. Because it's like, you know, everyone puts out and everyone's super hot. But like,
everyone always has some heroin to sell you.
Yeah, everyone's always keeping it so real. But no, the physical therapist I go to, everyone is like a bazillion years old. And like, there was this guy there that was there last time that was so awesome. He was like wearing like almost a full suit. Like he didn't have the suit jacket, but he was wearing like a shirt and tie and slacks. And he was doing
in his shirt sleeves.
He must have he was
might
in shirt
as well
sleeves.
Be naked as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think he must have like broken his wrist or arm or something. But he was doing this exercise where he basically would like lift his fingers up like 3 inches, and then put them down again, and then just lift. And the whole time. So that was with his right hand, and I walk by, and he gives me this huge thumbs up, like, yeah! Oh, so it was amazing and heartbreaking and hilarious.
Relax and take note while I take totes of the marijuana smoke. Relax and take note. Don't smoke, don't smoke.
Oh, man. So, Travis, I was, looking through my junk mail today, I don't know. I don't know why actually I didn't open this as soon as I fucking set my eyes on it. On the outside front of this envelope, it's in big letters with lots of bold letters, and then it has what is made to look like handwritten red underlines on it.
Yeah, using computer technology, they've reproduced the effect of red underlines.
It's like... You know, you can hire a crazy person in, like, India or, like, Sri Lanka to, like, you know, underline all your crazy ass religious correspondence.
You could do that. There's like a system online for doing that.
Yeah,
that's my job. I underline Andrew's junk mail.
You certainly underlined my junk.
Please. Yeah.
It's like a religious thing, and I think I've sort of vaguely heard about this before, where they send you a, I don't even know what church it is, St. Matthew's Churches. And it's a prayer rug, which is an 11 by 17 piece of paper that has a picture of Jesus on it. And it says right here, look into Jesus' eyes, you will see they are closed. But as you continue to look, you will see his eyes opening and looking back into your eyes.
Shit.
Then go and be alone and kneel on this rug of faith or touch it to both knees. Then, please check your needs on our letter to you. Please return this prayer rug. Do not keep it. And then it has copyright with no year.
Check your knees?
Needs.
Oh.
I know, there's more. So this is the prayer rug. So it's basically...
So it's like a magic eye thing?
They send you a piece of paper, I don't know, and they tell you to kneel on it.
Oh, yeah, you can see it's like a faded thing where his eyeballs are. You see it's like a...
Seriously?
Yeah, you can see it's like a watermark almost.
Do you know what really works well on the radio is magic eye calendars.
As well as they do in real life. Let's say that.
Okay, so, and then he has
a tear on his nose. That should really, like, roll down as he opens his eyes.
I don't know. I think that's the tear tattoo that he got in prison for killing someone, though, actually. That's not a real tear. Oh,
my bad.
You need to go read your Book of Matthew. Yeah. So some of the items on this list are, all right, dear brothers and sisters at St. Matthew's 57-year-old church... I received this church prayer rug you loaned me, and I used it as instructed in this letter of faith. Now I am returning it to you for another use. And here are the potential uses. My soul, a closer walk with Jesus.
Are you serious?
Yeah. These are the items you can ask for. My health, confusion in my home, a better job, a new car, a money blessing... And it actually has a dollar sign and a line. So,
what's the signature on that? It has, like, the fake script signature, and it's just St. Matthew Senior Bishop. It's not even a... They couldn't even make up a fake bishop's name.
Oh, man. We're
like,
gonna be,
Father Johnson.
We're going to post this all on the website. So if anyone wants to just email...
Because we joined the church, we're going to... proselytize on the website. We're selling Bibles now.
If anyone wants to email in and tell me what I should pray for with my prayer rug. Some other people, let's see, $10,000, a big 6-room house.
What's awesome is the person who like gets this in the mail for the second time and they got $10,000 and they see that, they're like, what? Someone else got $46,000? Like,
why would you pray for $46,000? Like, is that really how small people's minds are when it comes to magic? Like, you're wishing. This is a wishing well already. You can't do any better than $46,000.
A money machine.
Yeah, I'm writing space travel on mine.
So speaking of getting crazy money in the mail.
Yeah.
Today I got my second notification of the fact that at some point I'm going to get a stimulus package.
Wow.
From George Bush.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, from the government, I guess.
I feel like they go to great pains to point out that it's from George W. Bush.
Yeah, well.
In the stimulus package. Do you think he actually signs the check? You have to imagine.
It's what is that called? An auto pen? A pen-o-matic? The, like, fake pen that they use to... Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Presidents have to sign so much shit. Like, this doesn't apply to actual legislation. They really sign legislation, but they sign so much other stuff just in the course of their job. Like, I think the president has to sign, like, 1,000 autographs.
Sure.
Just on, like, White House memorabilia every day. And, like, they just sign so much stuff. They have these, like... I think it's called an auto pen, and I think it has like a recording of the motion of their signature.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson invented it, and it just reproduces their signature all day. And like they sit there, they like operate it, so it's technically like that. Like,
wait, is this like the thing that Bugs Bunny has? That's like a pen attached 15 gloved hands that are all on like some sort of wooden trowel thing.
That is what Thomas Jefferson invented. That was the Thomas Jefferson invention I was alluding to. Thomas Jefferson did invent that. But yes, that's what, I don't know what the auto pin is. I don't think it's that, but it's something. So anyway, that's what's going to sign your stimulus text, and that's why they're not going to be legal tender.
I like how when we think about various inventors, you'll make an allusion to Thomas Jefferson, and I'll make an allusion to Bugs Bunny. Because that's pretty much how my mind works. Like, yeah, of course, that's that thing like Wile E. Coyote has. Yeah, it's called a rocket car.
Whereas that was actually invented by Albert Einstein.
So what are you going to spend, what are you going to buy with your $600?
I'm
going to
invest in a new prayer rug.
I don't know. Well, my thing was, when I heard about this was, and I'm just going to say this and preface this. Well, there's no need to preface this, but I will anyway. This really just shows how I know nothing about economics. I don't even know if what I'm describing is about to be civil disobedience or not, but it still feels like it could be. My plan is to spend my stimulus package only on untaxed stuff. So, you know, in the absence of anything else, it's going to be $600 worth of cocaine. So unless anyone can think of a better, you know, like an illegal handgun, a lot of babysitters, I don't know, just whatever, not a penny of that is going directly back to any government. Do we want to talk about the buyer Wikipedia page?
Of course we do. It's a wealth of information about Nazis and other fascists.
We were looking at this. Why were we looking at this last week? Because we were trying to figure out like which companies were Nazi. But yeah, so we're looking at the Bayer pharmaceutical company Wikipedia page. And it's awesome because it starts with history and the operations. And then it gets to like the controversy section, which has 11 subsections, including the fact that the discoverer of aspirin was taken away. It was discovered by a Jew, but they decided to credit it to Dr. Joseph Mengele. We started out trying to discover if Bayer was a Nazi company, and we learned so much more than we wanted to.
Basically, their Nazi origins were like, that was like their high point, and yeah. They kind of like went into the gutter after that.
Yeah, in a lot of senses, from a, like a PR perspective, like the Nazi part, really not so bad when you look at the whole history of the company. I mean, so they made Zyklon B.
Is that hyperbole, or did they actually?
No, they actually made Zyklon B. Yeah, heroin was a Bayer trademark until World War I.
Heron.
That's true.
Known by the popular knockoff brand, Heron.
Now it's moved over more to Proposition Joe. But,
no spoilers.
No spoilers.
So on the bike to Shea, I like how he's keep coming. I'm gonna be talking about bike to Shea Day for like 5 weeks. Someone was like yelling a conversation about fifth season of The Wire. How annoyed would it be, as annoying as it would be to be just walking down the street and see a bunch of, like, assholes ride by in Mets gear, if they're also yelling out spoilers for, like, a pretty recent TV show, it would just be...
I mean, I guess that's why you ride the tiny little bike really fast in front of everyone yelling no spoilers.
It's just common courtesy. The spoiler alert is a classic position in any bike
team. Yeah, in the Peloton, you have the leader, the sprinters, the climbers, and then you have the riding like just a small child's bike yelling no spoilers all the time ahead of the pack.
People like make fun of the spoiler alert, but since they have to ride faster than everyone else, it's actually one of the more challenging positions, especially because it's on a bike with like 8-inch wheels. Really weird.
That's just classic cycling, people. Look it up.
I think we've come up with a new cycling jersey to sell in Zazzle.
Spoiler alert.
The green spoiler alert jersey.
It's the green and pink checked jersey. That's given to the rider who alerts the most people about spoilers upcoming in the rest of the race. Should we even bother looking at the Wikipedia page for Dr. Joseph Mengele? Does he still get the honorific doctor? That should be taken away from him, right? I mean,
stripped of his degree.
certainly, I feel like Angel of Death has got to violate the Hippocratic Oath on some level.
Can you hear the radio?
Hey, Jason?
Hey.
Hey, Jason, it's Travis and Andrew.
Hi, Travis and Andrew.
How's it going? You're on speakerphone.
Hey, we've got you on speakerphone right now. We're smoking weed.
We're smoking tons of weed in here.
Just kidding. How's it going, Jason?
Not too bad. You know, I'm just hanging in there. Just getting off work, you know.
Yeah, how are things in sunny California? Beautiful California. On speakerphone.
Things are pretty good. People are in a good mood. Things are about to marry.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so is that... So, that did that just totally happen?
What's that?
So the marriage thing, is that in the courts right now, or is that just totally ruled on and settled?
That's ruled on and settled in California for right now. Now, instead of using racism as an excuse, prejudice as an excuse not to get married, you have to look at your own partner. It was easier the other way.
Wait, have you been, how many years have you been saving that joke up? That's pretty good.
And that's no joke, Andrew. That's the reality.
Yeah, homophobia is no joke.
You know, how often does speakerphone come around? You gotta test out your material in advance.
True! So, yeah, so now that you have Travis on the line, do you want to talk any further about your DOPA amendment? Or is that sort of dead in the water now?
Well, not necessarily, because the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, is still on the book. And just for the listeners at home, I did take issue with Travis's use of the word partner to refer to his girlfriend or lover or whatever he wants to call her.
But not partner. That's the one.
Yeah, that's, you know, so I told in an email I mentioned that I was pushing for my own legislation, the Defense of Partnership Act, or DOPA.
Yep.
That would classify partnership as a union between a man or a woman and a woman, or an intersex person, a transgender person, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's smart. You gotta get in front of that.
You know what? I'd vote for that. That would get me to the polls.
Something's gotta get you to the polls. You're so politically unmotivated.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Russian River. There's like a river. It's up north of here. It's kind of like in the woods. People will go up there to kind of get out of the city. But we went up there and it was ladies' weekend, so it was a lot of ladies.
Right. That sounds pretty rad.
It was. We walked in the hotel, people shouted boys, and everyone clapped.
That's horrible.
It felt like a really good time to be a man.
Although, to be fair, you get that a lot of places you go.
It's true. People love to see boys. It's a good time for boys.
All right, that sounds pretty rad. Anything special happen at Russian River? Did you kill any Ruskies?
It's Russian River.
Nothing I want the American people to know about.
That's true. Wait, Russian River, like rushing?
I thought it was like Russian, like Russian River, like, you know, rushing. It's like a gushing.
No, it's like a Ruski.
Ah, bingo. Our producer, Dimitri, is scoffing, basically. He's been scoffing the whole time.
He's also playing Nintendo. We have no idea what he's scoffing about.
Anything else you want to say to the folks on speakerphone, Jason?
No, I think that really captures everything I wanted to say.
All right, well, thanks a lot for taking time out of your day to talk to us. This is...
Yeah.
You sound really crystal clear.
It sounds like you're in the room with us.
It's really... It's like you're here with us talking to us, and we're talking to you.
True.
In the same room. It's amazing.
I'm glad it worked very well.
Oh, man. Are you ready for drink of the week?
Yeah, sure. I'm on, like, my fourth drink of the week.
Yeah, we're recording this in the evening, so instead of having a hungover iced coffee, we're having a million beers, which I think is getting us to pretty much the same place.
Yeah. Preparation for tomorrow's iced coffee.
True.
If you don't... My final offer for a t-shirt.
Oh, man. Yeah, Travis, you've been really obsessed with the idea of merch.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just in it for the money. I just keep... You know what? Every time... We have a solid group of rounders out there who every time we post up a new item, they'll just buy dozens of them.
Yeah.
Because it's good for Christmas presents and birthday presents, you know, for years in the future. So
that's true.
And you know, that's all money straight into our pockets. So
every week I suggest that we do Drink of the Week, and then I immediately don't have a Drink of the Week.
I immediately blanked. Yeah, we had some good racist ones the first week. My Drink of the Week is going to have to be Dunkin' Donuts Free Coffee Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
You had to get it iced coffee, and it had to have cream and sugar.
Yeah, that's like what you feed to like a baby.
Someone
like
who doesn't. An a orphan baby, just mountain a baby.
Lion. Baby or a person. Orphan mountain lion.
I think all babies eat the same thing. All babies eat the same thing? Onesie?
No. No. Man. Yeah, you just kind of let it flow naturally, man.
No! Every time I say something, Travis is looking at me with that I'm putting this on Zazzle face.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what's your Drink of the Week?
Did I already do whiskey?
I think I'm going to have to check the archives. I think you may have done whiskey already.
I've done whiskey.
You can't really do much worse than me. I did coffee.
Iced coffee, though, with cream and sugar.
Ooh, yeah.
My Drink of the Week is... So I never ended up having grog.
Good. Didn't we decide you shouldn't?
Well, we never really decided what grog was.
It's not really for us to decide.
That's true.
Rum ration. Did you have your weekly rum ration?
You know, I didn't. Okay. That's my Drink of the Week. It's the rum ration. You take a stale loaf of black bread, cut it in half, hollow out the inside, fill it with vodka, put a sausage in it, and drink the whole thing.
Perfect.
The rum ration.
Yeah, there's no rum in it, crucially.
But you make it with an entire ration. Travis, I think...
Are you ready to have a round of applause
I think we deserve...
I don't know if we deserve a round of applause.
You know what? I think we deserve like a grudging sort of like.
Yeah.
We deserve a really obligatory round of applause today. I mean,
Dimitri left 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We beat the traffic.
It's true. You know, I'm glad we stayed for the encore though. It was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We deserve a round of applause somehow.
Yeah, a round of applause to everyone actually.
Oh God. Thank you. Bye bye.